Looking at 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, the Word of God says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." The main thought that's on my heart tonight is found in the 7th verse, where the Word of God says that we're to be casting all our care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, the main reason that he gives, there are a lot of different reasons that we need to cast our care upon God. Well, the main reason is we cannot bear our burdens alone. The problems of this world, the troubles of this world, are greater than what we're able to bear. I believe that most every day of our lives that we face things that without God's help that we cannot face the problems that we face every day. We need God's wisdom. We need God's help. We are weak and frail creatures, and therefore the Word of God commands us, exhorts us, and invites us here, casting all your care upon him. And here's the reason. For he careth for you. God cares for you. And that's one of the most amazing things in the world. It's amazing that people can care for each other, but it's even more amazing that God cares for us. And yet the Word of God declares repeatedly that God does care for us. And it's because he cares for us that we need to cast all our cares upon him. God is able to help us with all of our troubles. There's not a problem in this congregation. There's not a prayer on the prayer list. There are no troubles in the world today that God is not able to solve. Doesn't matter how big your burdens and how big your problems are, you need to cast all your care upon him. For, because he careth for you. Go with me back, please, to the Sermon on the Mount. I want us to go through several scriptures in the book of Matthew where the Word of God teaches the importance of us going to God with our troubles and with our problems. There have been a few major problems mentioned here tonight. One family that is on the verge of destruction unless God intervenes and helps that family. Another family that is on the way to the hospital with a child that is in very serious and critical condition. There are all kinds of troubles and problems in the world today, and though you might not right now be in the midst of a major problem, you're going to face troubles and problems, and you need to learn what to do when you have those troubles. And the main thing to do is to go to God. It's much like Jehoshaphat. Now think of this often in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's much like Jehoshaphat when the armies were coming against him and the people of Judah. Jehoshaphat made this declaration. He says, "We have no might against so great a people, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." What was Jehoshaphat doing? Jehoshaphat was acknowledging, "I don't have any power, I don't have any wisdom, I don't have any understanding, I'm the leader of this people, and we're going to be slaughtered unless you, God, unless you help us in all of this trouble. We know to look to you. We know to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We know to cast our care upon God. You know, the reason that we get so weak and weary in our lives sometimes is because we're trying to care and carry our burdens alone. There are several songs that we sang tonight, but I'm telling you, one of those songs was, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege, brethren, it is to take everything to Him in prayer. Every care, every burden, every problem that we have." I want you to remember, it doesn't say take some of your cares, but it says casting all of your cares upon Him. For He careth for you. Now go with me back to Matthew chapter 6 and listen to some of the words of Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew about how He continuously telling the people of God, especially telling His disciples, that they need to cast all their care upon Jesus. They need to learn not to try to carry their burdens alone. They need to know that God cares for them, and they need to stop worrying. I doubt that there's anybody here. Sometimes I'm with some of you, and you'll say, and I'm in the same situation sometimes, I'll say, you know I ought not to worry. But you know, sometimes problems can get so big that we just, in our weakness and frailty as human beings, sometimes we do worry, even though we know that we ought not to. So I pray that God will help us to be strong in faith, that our confidence would be in God, that we would understand that there is no problem too big for our great God, that He is omnipotent, He is all-powerful, and it doesn't matter. Did you know that if people have mental problems, there are all kinds of mental problems and weaknesses. Did you know that God can touch a mental problem just as easily as touching a physical problem? And if a person is having family trouble, did you know that God is able to go in and intervene and bind up that family and mend all the wounds, bind up all the wounds and hurts and heartaches and grievous feelings that people have? God is able to help us in all of our cares. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Now look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. And I know that you know these words by heart, but I'm telling you, brethren, I know this also. I know that God put these words on my heart for us to look at tonight. It's just like this morning when I tried to preach on the fact that God, our God, the God of heaven and earth, that He is able to help us in all of our troubles. God knows your burdens. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 25. The Word of God says, "Therefore I say unto you," this is Jesus speaking, "take no thought for your life." That is, don't worry about your life. "What ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment?" Isn't it? Indeed it is. The life is more important than meat and clothing. And Jesus says here, don't worry about the meat. Now, I would hasten to say that there are people who get on in the ditch on the other side and they make absolutely no preparation for the future, and that is unwise. The Word of God teaches us that we should make preparations for the future. But the Word of God also says that while we're making preparations for the future, we're not to worry about tomorrow. That's right. And so He says here in verse 26, He says, "To look or behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them." Now here's the main thing. Are ye not much better than they? On the front page, or one of the front pages of the Georgia Times Union today, there was a woman that was taking care of a raccoon and taking care of squirrels and taking care of other animals. That woman cares about those animals, and she's caring for those wounded animals. But I'm telling you, brethren, that not only does that woman care, God cares about the animals. But more important than all the animals in this world, did you know that all the animals in this world combined, that they're not worth the value of one child of God? All of them combined. God cares for you more than He cares for the fowls of the air. God feeds the birds. God takes care of the fowls of the air. And God is going to take care of you and your needs. And you will never, if you're serving God and trying to follow God's Word and God's way. David says, I have been young and am now old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And I declare to you tonight that our God is able to feed a million people and millions of people in the wilderness. Our God is able to send manna down from heaven. Our God is able to send a rock that follows the children of Israel and gives them water out of that rock. Our God is able to supply the needs of a whole nation. And our God is able to supply your needs, no matter how big or how small they are. Don't worry about food and clothing and shelter. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He says in verse 27, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his nature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Why are you worried about what you're going to wear? He says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, did you know that's what God does? Does God feed the sparrows? Brethren, you cannot look at the Word of God, you cannot read the Word of God without knowing that it is God that feeds the sparrows. And so he says here that God feeds the sparrows and God clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. Shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? When we are worrying, do you know why we worry? We worry because we don't believe God. We worry because we are of little faith. We worry because our confidence is not in the sovereign God of heaven and earth. Cast all your care. Doesn't matter whether your problems right now are financial or physical. Doesn't matter if it's sickness. Doesn't matter what the problems are. Doesn't matter if it's family trouble. Whatever the problems are, cast all your cares upon Him. For, here's the reason, He careth for you. Those of you that have children, will you provide the necessities of life for your children as long as you're able to do that? Does every parent here know and understand that you love your children and you would sacrifice your own life for the lives of your children? Well, God loves you more than you love your children. God cares for you more than you care for your children. And God is able to do more for you than what you're able to do for your children. There is no limitation with God. The world is His. The cattle of 1,000 hills are His. The world is His. Everything is His. God can just speak and everything is done. In the middle of storms, can God just say, peace, be still. Peace, be still. That's a powerful God. And so it is that Jesus tells the people, He tells His disciples in Matthew 6 in the Sermon on the Mount, He says, don't worry about the food and don't worry about your clothing. God's going to take care of you. Brethren, it doesn't matter to me. It does not matter if the Social Security programs fail. It doesn't matter if our government fails. It doesn't matter if there is no retirement program. God will take care of His people. Amen. And we need to stop depending on and trusting in the things of this world. Right. We'd better stop neglecting God and put God first, and the other things should come later. Yeah. Seek ye... Well, listen, verse 31... He says, therefore, in verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, you notice he keeps talking about our heavenly Father. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Did you know God cannot lie? Did you know that if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God will supply all your need? We just need more faith, O ye of little faith. And then he says in verse 34, he closes this chapter, he says, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 10. He mentioned the sparrows in Matthew chapter 6. He comes back to the sparrows and to other things in Matthew chapter 10. What he's doing is showing that even though some things are important, you are more important than anything else. People are more important than the grass of the field. People are more important than the flowers. People are more important than the birds or the animals of the ground. In Matthew chapter 10, beginning in verse 29, Jesus again now is repeating the fact that the sparrows of this world are important to God. In Matthew 10, verse 29, the scripture says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. I am so ashamed that when I was a little boy in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades that I used to go around with a BB gun and shoot little birds. That was, I don't know what was wrong with my heart to do such a thing as that. I would shoot them, and if they didn't die, then I'd put them in a box and try to save them. God was watching all of that. Every one of those little birds. Every one of those little birds. God cared about those little birds. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father? And then he says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Absolutely amazing. But I believe it with all my heart. I believe God knows how many hairs are on my head. I believe God knows how many cells are in my body. I believe God knows everything about me. And He not only knows what's on the outside, He knows what's on the inside. He knows the burden of my heart. And He is able, He healeth the broken in heart. And He binds up the wounds of His people when they're hurting. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. He says in verse 31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. He continues to talk about how we ought to cast our cares upon Him and how much God cares for us and how God is going to provide for us. In Matthew chapter 11, Matthew 11 verses 28, through 30, Jesus says this. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Listen, brethren, Jesus tells you and tells me, you come to me. Come to me. Go to Jesus. What does 1 Peter 5, 7 say? It says, casting all your cares upon Him. Why? Because He careth for you. Don't most of us sometimes think nobody knows and nobody cares about my problems? There are people who care. There are people who care. If you are in this building tonight, I want you to know that this building is full of people who care about you. Amen. This building is full of people who care about you. And that's one of the greatest blessings that the church has, is that God has touched our hearts. And it's not every man looking after his own things and his own ways, but us all looking over one another and taking care of each other. And if one member of the body is sick, the whole body feels that. The people care. The people love. You are loved. You are loved by people. But brethren, you're loved even more by God. Turn to Matthew chapter 15. Remember that 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him. As you look at the life of Jesus during all of His life here on this earth, do you find one person after another going to Jesus and casting their burden on Jesus? Do you find a centurion that comes to Jesus about one of His servants and He wants His servant healed? Do you find parents that bring their children to Jesus and they want their children healed? You find all kinds of people that bring others to Jesus. And you find people that went to Jesus in behalf of themselves. And in Matthew chapter 15, there's one of those individuals that I want us to look at. In Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 22, the Word of God says, and by the way, if you had been one of the apostles, you would have said, get this woman away from Jesus. It did not matter how close you were to Jesus, you would have not seen the importance and the significance of this Gentile woman. But in Matthew chapter 15, and brethren, Jesus was just trying her faith all the way through. Matthew 15, beginning in verse 22, the Word of God says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto Him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. You know what she was doing right there? She was casting all her care upon Jesus. Was she casting all her care? Some people would say, well, she had a lot of other problems. I'm telling you, brethren, when your child is dying, you don't have anything else you care about except that child. And she was casting all her care upon Jesus right here when she went to Him and said, have mercy on me, O Lord. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and besought Him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. What was she continuing to do? She was continuing to cast all her care upon Jesus. Verse 24 says, but He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. What was she doing? She was casting all her care upon Him. Verse 26 says, but he answered and said, it is not meet to give the children's bread, to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord. I think that's two of the most beautiful words anybody has ever said. She didn't argue with Him. She knew she was nothing but a dog. And she said, truth, Lord. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Brethren, all through the Word of God, if you'll read and study, you'll find that people kept running to Jesus, going to Jesus, because they believed that Jesus could fix their problems. And I believe that Jesus, no matter what our problems are, that Jesus is able to help us every day, every night. When you are in your bed at night and no one else is awake and no one else seems to care, I want you to know Jesus does care. He's touched. The Bible says that Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows all about our troubles and problems. And yet it pleases Him greatly when we go to Him and we cast all our cares upon Him. When that prodigal son, after he had wasted his father's goods and riotous living, and he came to himself, you know what he did? He ran back to his father and he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. You know what he was doing right there? He was casting all his care upon his father. And the father greeted him and kissed him and killed the fatted calf and put a ring on his finger and embraced him, and they began to eat and drink and be merry. There was great rejoicing in the father's house because the son had come and cast all his care upon his father. If you have cares, if you have burdens, if you have problems, you cast them on your father because he cares for you, is my prayer for Christ's sake.